Patient's name, first name is Joseph, J-O-S-S-N-Sam, EPS in Paul, H, main initial S in Sam. Last name Garner, G-A-R-N-S-N-C-E-R, ID number is 28308, date of birth is April 28, 1961. This is an office, this is slash follow-up note. No letters, only a pitch and chart copy. Next is for passing list. Mr. Garner returns your follow-up regarding prior findings of pulmonary embolism as well as bilateral deep venous thrombosis. Brigada Fargas, Mr. Garner continues to do well and offers no complaints or symptoms. He denies any shortness of breath, coma cough, coma hemoptysis, coma chest pain, coma dyspnea at exertion or palpitations. There is no recent episodes of acute swelling, coma pain or tenderness in any extremity. Next paragraph, the rest of the 14 systems reviews are contributory. Next paragraph, medications reviewed and as noted in the chart. Next paragraph, physical examination, next general, obese, male, he appears well. Next vital sign, blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight 300. Next chest, no dullness to percussion, next lungs clear to auscultation, next heart regular rate and rhythm, no extra sounds are heard, next abdomen obese, bowel sounds are normal active, it is soft and depressible and non-tender, next extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis, no palpable cords are felt, next paragraph, laboratory number one, follow-up, lupus inhibitor assay, ASSM-AY, on January 17, 2013, again shows a abnormal result consistent with lupus inhibitor slash anticoagulant disorder, lupus inhibitor disorder, also common factor rule number 8, activity continues to be increased as an independent risk factor for thrombosis, fibrinogen levels are also again elevated. Next paragraph, impression number one, prior findings and now resolved bilateral pulmonary embolism as well as bilateral deep venous thrombosis. I am happy to see no evidence of recurrent events and a D-dash dimer to be normal with a value of 0.36, which goes against active clotting, However, coma, the patient is at high risk for recurrent unprovoked venous thromboembolic events and complications, I do identify major changes in his lifestyle that has placed him in a better position for in a better position to avoid the above events or complications. As far as final recommendations, number one, continue baby aspirin 2 tablets daily. Next number, in light of acquired HYPER hypercoagulable state, if the patient is to present with any unprovoked venous thromboembolic event slash complication, then lifelong anticoagulation would be recommended. Next number, D-dash dimers 1 week before return. Next number, I will assess Mr. Garner in 4 months with the above results. Signing, Ricardo J. Quintero, Dash, NCMD.